I've had a great opportunity to have very serious discussions with many people that I've talked to over the course of these last few months. And at the same time, I am mindful of the responsibility I have to continue to conduct the issues that are important every day in my congressional district as it's currently constructed. So I'm balancing both and making sure that the issues of Social Security and Medicare, environmental concerns, and certainly education remain in the vanguard.
Is there a big issue with the first congressional district? You know, you mentioned Social Security and Medicare, and I've also heard you speak about that before here in Pittsfield. What is the biggest issue, if you had to pick one, facing the first congressional district?
Well, the biggest issue facing the first congressional district is the same issue that confronts the United States at this particular juncture, and that's the economy. And getting people back to work as quickly as we can is the responsibility that we're trying to embrace. I think that Social Security and Medicare are important components of retirement security, but having an effort to try to get people to the point of being able to retire is going to include, I think, more inducements to get people back to work.
What is something that could be done at a federal level that maybe hasn't been working, not in just the past 4 years, but in the past 30 years, particularly with, and we're facing the loss of, still haven't recovered from the loss of General Electric. What are some strategies that you might have in mind to get the economy to improve in the first district? And, you know, what are the strengths that can be played on?
Well, I think one of the immediate issues that we can do is to continue to strengthen Berkshire Community College and the Mass College of Liberal Arts. They're both very well positioned in the Berkshires, and as a result, I think that they could be very helpful to prospective employers who might wish to locate there. I can't emphasize enough the president's strategy that has indicated time and again that the community colleges are going to play a unique role going forward. I also think that convincing bankers at the community bank level to continue lending and to, in many instances, up some of the lending that they've been undertaking would also be very important in terms of success. And I think that what we really need here, even though the unemployment rate in Massachusetts is better than much the rest of the country, is to try to measure the issue of confidence. And I've had a chance to visit with General Dynamics. I've had a chance to visit with companies like Onyx up and down through the Berkshires, and I was there for three visits yesterday, in fact, and I'm sitting and listening very carefully to what employers have to say, and my sense is that while things are turning around, we all would wish that they were turning around a bit faster.
Is there a way that we can do that with perhaps a lowering of a certain tax rate or tax incentives programs to get businesses moving along, as well as startup businesses in the area? What sort of plans are in motion to bring about that transformation?
Well, I've been a longtime champion of New Markets Tax Credits. As you can see at the Colonial Theater, it's been very successful. In addition, I have championed the alternative energy credits in the code as well, and extending those as long as accompanying the research and development tax credit, I think all would be part of the ingredients for restoring some confidence in the economy. I always think that the code, based in some instances on short-term investment and in other instances long-term investment, can inspire people to invest more readily.
Now, let's talk about the race and your opponents. Certainly, your time in Washington sets you apart from Andrea Nuciforo and also Bill Shine. But what else do you see sets you apart from your other opponents in this race? And are you confident that you have the ability to spread a message that they might be bringing up issues that your campaign has not?
Well, I mean, I think that what we've attempted to do is to approach this from an integrated perspective. I'm mindful of the national issues. I certainly have a success story in terms of international achievement in the north of Ireland. I've been, as I've indicated, meeting with employers at the local level regularly. I've been a champion of the community college and state college system, as well as our private universities and colleges. But also, I think it's important to emphasize, having had the vision and the courage to stand up and vote against the war in Iraq and to speak against it, to have opposed the Bush tax cuts in 2001 and 2003, and to have gotten up and spoken against them, And I think that I understand in any campaign there's an effort made to contrast views. At the same time, I think that there's a substantial track record here. And what I suppose most intrigued by is that in the many years that I've been elected, I have never once run a negative television ad. Never once have I run a negative radio ad against any opponent. So I've always been quite comfortable in standing up and telling people what I'm for, measure that record, and nobody ever says that Congressman Neal has been ineffective.
Congressman Neal, I want to talk to you about fundraising. Now, your opponents in the race have criticized you on raising large amounts of money from different large companies and PACs, and I want to know your response to that.
Well, the effort is pretty clear, and that is that the fundraising that I've done is very similar to that of President Obama, Senator Kerry, Elizabeth Warren, and much the rest of the congressional delegation in Massachusetts. I don't think that there are any differences there. And I think one of the things that's important to remember here, too, is one can't indicate, after they sought contributions, hired a Washington fundraiser, and then turn around and say, well, I can't raise any money, so I'll only now say that I'm going to take small contributions. And I think that these questions are fair, and they all should be put under the magnifying glass of critical analysis.
Do you think that large amounts of money are playing a very critical role in this election? And do you think that they could have the potential to affect negative change in elections going forward? I know in Massachusetts.
Well, I mean, I've been an opponent. I stood up against Citizens United. I voted to overturn the Citizens United decision. But I think we all need to be mindful of the potential consequence of Citizens United and what it means for all of us who hold congressional seats. What's to stop that wealthy individual from deciding that they wish, under the guidance of Citizens United, to begin their own campaign? And I think that as you discuss all of these issues, it's very important not to come to the battle unarmed.